For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, some of the tours for The Little Mermaid have had some controversy over the star, and Little Mermaid is coming to Buffalo. So, star power, how important is that? The lead character, does it have to be a big name? Who is it?
Well, it depends on the show, I would say, certainly. And the controversy around Little Mermaid was the lead, but not the star. There were people getting bent out of shape about the race of the actress, simply because some people had it in their heads that all mermaids are white.
I've never seen a mermaid, so I wouldn't know.
They're make-believe, Peter, and they can be whatever you want them to be, which is what the producers felt. The show itself is the star. And sometimes it can hurt a show, actually, on Broadway to have a star, because then when that person must be replaced. I was in New York this past weekend. I did see Bette Midler in Hello, Dolly, and she is phenomenal. She is Bette Midler. We adore her. And that's what people are going to see in a first-rate production.
Were talking about that production. What?
The sets, the costumes, by Santa Loquasto. Everything has been done to the highest standard of Broadway. And Bette Midler has been allowed to be Bette Midler as she does the clowning that Bette Midler fans are hoping she's going to do. At the performance I saw, she actually, believe it or not, made a mistake on the lyrics to Hello, Dolly. She started the second verse first and then said, well, there's always tomorrow night. People loved it.
And she's going to continue in the role for a while?
Yeah, up to the winter. And then do they keep it running? Hello, Dolly is a show that has legs. However, they'll be looking for someone else. The tour of Hello, Dolly, you know, if there is one, and why wouldn't there be, should do fine. However, that has not been the experience. Well, two contrasting shows I also saw this weekend. A Doll's House Part 2, marvelous with a replacement cast. It had been Laurie Metcalf and Chris Cooper. It is now Julie White and Buffalo's own Stephen McKinley Henderson. They are sublime, a completely different dynamic. They've been allowed to pursue their own personalities. In fact, they've done some restaging for Stephen Henderson, which has resulted in a new iconic image at the end of her on the floor and him in a chair. He does not do that crawling around on the floor that Chris Cooper did. It was a delight to see him. But that's running, and if they make it through August, that can keep going. August is hard for a play, but as soon as school groups come back, they may be able to keep going. However, everyone thought it was the next Rent. Natasha and Pierre in The Great Comet of 1812. After the departure of Josh Groban, they thought that Okirite Anadawa would be able to sustain it. He'd been on the original cast of Hamilton. Box office fell right off. And then they made a huge miscalculation. They knew that they needed to bring in a star, but they did it in a very clumsy fashion. They announced that Mandy Patinkin, a great star, would come in 3 weeks before Oak, as they call him, was meant to run. And there was a big backlash replacing a black actor with a white one, albeit in a role that had been originated by a white actor, but in these sensitive times that should have been handled more diplomatically. Mandy Patinkin backed out, and now everyone's out of a job. The show is closing, but that show could not sustain the loss of cast.
And I can understand Mandy Patinkin. I had a great conversation with him once. A very, very sensitive guy. He is all the right sentiments. It's sort of a shame that he got in the middle of this mess.
He was there to help. He was there to save it. Clearly, his career does not need that show. He's going to do it for 3 weeks. And the show, people have liked it. It's a spectacle. It's an experience. But it's a real soap opera gloss of Tolstoy, for my money. None of the depth of the story. It's based on one story from War and Peace. But whereas in the novel, Natasha's dilemma, what can you believe is true and real? You cannot trust your own emotions because Anatole puts the moves on her and she believes that he loves her and he's just playing her along. He's going to abduct her and with a fake priest marry her after abducting her and destroy her. And she's saved from that, but not, well, we don't get to see the conclusion of the novel, but in this episode, she is destroyed. But none of the depth of Tolstoy in terms of, and The Great Comet. We get The Great Comet as a kind of afterthought at the end when Pierre finally gets a number of substance. But the experience is thrilling, and young audiences have enjoyed it very much. But the audience did drop off after the departure of Mr. Groban.
And so August is sort of a slow period for almost any performing group then, on Broadway.
It depends. Huge numbers of tourists for musicals to get through that period. For a straight play, very, very difficult.
Well, I believe it's the same here up at the Shaw. They continue into mid-October, and they get a lot of school groups as well, Stratford too. So I just find it interesting the way the theatrical season has its ebb and flow and peaks and valleys.
It does, but it's also unpredictable. Just as soon as you think you've figured out the formula, it changes. Tastes change. Something happens in the news. You just don't know.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.